Are you ready, Alabama?
Hello? Who's there? What's going on?
It's time to enter the doghouse.
Whatever's happening here, just knock it off.
Call the big dog now at 866-485-9867.
These kids are weird, man. They're weird.
Live from the Big Dog Production Studios.
How you doing?
It's the Tom Abraham Show.
That might be listed in Revelations as the cause for the apocalypse.
Here he is, the head of the household, the Big Dog.
You're the smartest guy I've ever met.
Tom Abraham.
You want me to do this crap?
I guess I'm on here. Am I on? Can somebody respond?
Does anybody know what day it is?
Uh-oh.
Does anybody know what day it is?
Uh-oh.
I think it feels like a Thursday, a Friday, and a hump day all at once.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Friggin' hump day.
Anybody?
Football Mike, Friday.
What day is it, Mike?
Go back Thursday.
Guess what today is?
Last day of the week.
It is hump day. Welcome in, everyone, to a hump day in a doghouse. This is also getaway day for us with the tournament taking over our airways for the next couple of days. And it's bracket reveal day for T-Mac and myself. Now, I've gone ahead and have officially made my bracket out. And I know it's a little early. I mean, normally I'd wait till about 9 o'clock tomorrow morning to do this. But for the sake of yuns, the listeners of this fine Sports Talk radio show, I know I got to release it today. So it's done. And as I made it out on the ESPN bracket challenge, as I made it out, I surprised myself again. Because I talk about these things, I kind of make it out with my eyes a little bit. I kind of look at it. But as usual, when I make it out, I surprise myself with some of my final picks. So we'll get to that in a little bit. Now, we'll be before 4 o'clock. It has to happen in the 3. T-Mac, you got to make sure I get through my 3 o'clock interviews quick. I want to have us to have a good 10 minutes at the end of the 3 o'clock hour to open these things up. So just, it's your job. You're the damn producer of this show. So you got to make sure that I got time, because that's what your role is in this thing.
I'm the producer of this show.
Yes, you are. So you need to be producing that part of the radio show, that little bit of the radio show. I say before 4 because I got to duck out at 4, man. I mean, I should be honest with you. I should be over there now, but I got responsibilities here too, and I take my responsibilities here very seriously. But I got to duck out at 4. I've got to head over to Lake Hartwell in Greenville, South Carolina, to cover the Bassmaster Classic. Now, for professional fishing, this is the Super Bowl. This is the World Series, the Daytona 500. Whatever analogy that you want to make, it's the top 50 anglers in the world. First place is $300,000 cash money. I'm talking about dead presidents. 15,000 people will pack the Bon Secours Arena on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to watch an unbelievable weigh-in show that you can watch on ESPN3, and then in a couple of weeks you'll be able to watch it on ESPN2. But live, you can watch it on ESPN3, along with all of the fishing action. In fact, there's a studio that anchors the fishing action. The fishing action is, or the studio show is from 8 in the morning to 11 in the morning, well, our time, 7 to 10. So 7 to 10 Central Time in the morning, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then again from 11, there's a one-hour break, and then from 11 until 2 Central Time. All right, there's a studio, and there's like 5 or 6 cameras out on the water, HD cameras out on the water, and there's studio stuff. I'll be in studio at some point Friday and Saturday. I'll be on the floor at TD Convention Center, which will be taking place, the Outdoors Expo there. There'll be 100,000 people that flood the TD Convention Center over the 3-day Outdoor Expo. I mean, it's huge. And that's where I'll be during that particular point in time. In the meantime, today's also the first day of the NFL year and free agency as it officially begins at 3 o'clock where guys can go ahead and start signing. Big news continues to flow from the NFL, from the league, including the Cardinals releasing the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, who refused to take a pay cut to stay in Arizona. I don't blame him. You know, because he probably wants to get out of there anyway. So now he becomes a highly sought-after guy, maybe the number one most highly sought-after guy still on the board. I mean, it's not that he can't play. He's a great player. He said, I'm not taking a pay cut to stay in Arizona. And in a shocker, the Browns left tackle Joe Thomas, a 10-time Pro Bowler in his 11 seasons. And the only reason he didn't make it in his last season is because he got hurt nine games in. Six or seven games in. Joe Thomas announced his retirement. Thomas said that playing in the NFL has taken a toll on his body, and he just doesn't feel like he can play at the level he wants to play anymore. Out of Wisconsin, a wonderful guy, just a great human being. Joe Thomas has a podcast that absolutely kills it. He's very good on social media and on TV, and I'm going to tell you right now, his agent says that they do not have a deal lined up as of yet. It wasn't part of this deal. But Joe Thomas will be on TV somewhere this fall. I'm telling you that right now. 10,363. That's the number of consecutive snaps that Joe Thomas played before getting hurt last year. 167 straight games. Not just 167 straight games. Every single snap in 167 straight games. 10,363 snaps, not including plays that were turned down by penalty. I mean, I hate to see it for him, especially if the Browns are getting close to turning the corner. I heard a stat I couldn't believe. Last year, here's an 0-16 team that last year, in 10 of their 16 games, were tied or within one score in the fourth quarter. In 10 of their 16 games with that Mickey Mouse lineup that they had. So who knows? And here's the deal. He walks away from $13 million. That's guaranteed money that's on the table. And he walks away from $13 million. That just shows you the conviction he has. He's a first-class guy. It's the only blemish for the Browns, who have been killing it, really, this postseason. You know they added Jarvis Landry. They got Tyrod Taylor. We'll see what that's all about. But they are going to add Carlos Hyde in about an hour here to the backfield. They still have four of the top 35 picks in the draft. So we'll continue to update as much NFL news as we can. Deion Lewis becomes the second former Patriot to sign with the Titans, you know, which is fine. But Jason LaCanfora is speculating that Derrick Henry may be on the block because he doesn't fit with the Titans' new offense. And then you got Danny Cannell, that asshat, saying that Henry could be moved because, quote, he doesn't have that breakaway speed, end quote. Look, I know that Cannell is an Alabama hater and an SEC hater, but Derrick Henry doesn't have breakaway speed? Ask the Colts if Derrick Henry has breakaway speed. Ask the Chiefs if Derrick Henry has breakaway speed. You friggin' kidding me? Look, he may not have a lot of wiggle. You want to say he doesn't have wiggle, say he doesn't have wiggle. But if that dude is even, he's leaving. There ain't nobody in nobody's back seven that wants to bring him down. He's running away from you. I mean, all you see, if his dreads ain't flowing, all you see is his name on the back of his jersey, Henry. Now, Deion Lewis is going to make $5 million this year, so they're not bringing him in to be William Andrews. You know what I mean? He's not coming in to play four plays a game. I mean, the dude's going to be a big part of, for $5 million. He's going to be a big part of that offense. But don't tell me that Derrick Henry doesn't have breakaway speed. Danny Cannell. If you got an idea what you want to contribute to the show, we invite you to get it toll-free, 866-485-9867. We also have the entire digital doghouse for you. Our Twitter feed is at Tom Abraham Show. Throw us a follow there. Facebook fan page. Throw us a like at Facebook.com/ Tom Abraham Show. Then there's the text window, 7329-TA-SHOW. 732-982-7469. Doghouse inbox is open as well. Tom@TomAbraham.com. Have you gotten into the ump bracket challenge yet? Do it now. I mean, right now. No, don't do it now. Do it during a commercial break. Facebook.com/ ump sports or Facebook.com/ Tom Abraham Show. And yes, we do have a trifecta for you this week, brought to you by the Talladega Super Speedway. It's a good thing Wolverine Dan's on there, because we do have a trifecta, and it's pretty easy. It's pretty simple, and you've got till midnight to get in. This is more of a daily double. Call it a daily double if you want. Give me a car at Fontana for this week's Auto Club 400 in California. Go ahead and give me a car there. And then, how many SEC teams make it to the Sweet 16? How many SEC teams survive this weekend? There's 8 of them in the tourney. You give me a number between 0 and 8. 8 would be the maximum. 0 would be the minimum. Minor League Baseball today announcing a rule and procedural changes that'll run all the way up to AA or AAA. Most notably, the changes include the extra innings, beginning with the 10th inning, will begin with a runner on second base. So what do? You bunt them over, you knock them in. There'll be a limit on total mound visits, which is great, and a 15-second pitch timer with nobody on base. So that 15-second pitch timer, remember there was a lot of talk about a 20-second pitch timer. It's a 15-second pitch timer. It goes into play in the minors, and at the very least, if we never see a pitch clock in Major League Baseball, in the very, very least, this will train pitchers all through the minors to get the ball, toe the friggin' rubber, and throw it. Kicking things off today with bracketologist Greg Peterson from My Guys in the Desert with his take on a big dance. In the three, we're going to open that deal up with Steve Merrill from ProSportsInfo.com, followed by Alan Carpenter at TomahawkTake.com with the Braves spring training report. We'll also have our bracket reveal in the three as well. If T-Mac does his job.
I'm the producer of this show.
Yeah. He is. In the four, Bo Estes from NBA TV and.com will join T-Mac, followed by Matt Scalise of AL.com. We'll wrap it up at the bottom of the five on a kind of, you know, basketball. First four. You missed it last night, Radford and Bonnie's. Is there two different more different towns than St. Bonaventure's, Olean, New York, and Los Angeles, where UCLA is from? That's just hilarious to me. All right, a man over there on the other side of the glass playing the stacks of wax and the platters that matter. Answer the phones, pushing the buttons, making sure we stay out of here in our palatial home studios. He's part Italian. He's part Mexican. He's part Mutt. His wife calls him Antonio to me and you. And the rest of the listeners, he's just a McBracket.
Chico, don't be discouraged. The man, he ain't so hard to understand.
Kiss my brown ass.
You know who I am?
Who in the blue hell are you?
I'm the producer of this show. If I didn't step up, you're nowhere. I put this thing together out of spit and polish.
What do you call yourself? King, queen, princess, whatever you are?
Your tie is tied.
I don't care how many dago, guinea, wop, greaseball, goombas come out of the woodwork.
You don't ever say that to me. Bullcrap.
I could use a good ass kick, and I'll be very honest with you.
But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again.
Look, I don't speak Spanish.
How come there ain't no Puerto Ricans on Star Trek?
When you ask me those kind of questions, it really pisses me off.
I mean, look, Tom did a great job, and he's a tough guy. We all know that.
Tom, can you get me off the hook? For old time's sake.
You ask a question every week that I don't know anything about.
I don't know how to say this, so I'm going to choose my words very carefully. I think you're a psycho.
We love you. We love you forever and ever.
Say hello to my little friend.
Die is die.
T-Mac.
Big dog. What's up, man? I'm excited for the bracket reveal, so I'm definitely going to have you out in time to get this bad boy in. So
don't let me go too long.
That's easier said than done.
It's going to be up to you to reel me in. All right? You're going to reel me in, but don't let me go too long with. Usually I don't go too long with Steve Merrill. Sometimes I go too long with Karp. Don't let me go too long with Merrill or Karp. So we just, you know, just a normal interview, like not one of my War and Peace interviews, you know, 10, 11 minutes with each guy, and we'll have a solid 10, 12 minutes to do our bracket review.
Or, you know, a no DA interview where, you know, 25 minutes.
My DA interviews are different, man. That's my brother from another mother, man. I will say this, T-Mac. Surprised myself.
I'm excited to hear what that means.
I let my eyes wander around the bracket. My eyes just kind of wander around the bracket, and I look around the things, and I say, ooh, what about this, and what about that? And then next thing you know, I'm like, well, here's the matchup. Well, what's going to happen? Here's the next matchup. Well, what's going to happen? You know, and the next thing you know, I got some stuff going on that I didn't think I had going on. So we'll see. I know this. I hated it the minute I put the score in for the tiebreaker.
I cannot wait to hear. You hear this right here? That I inked that bad boy down on paper today officially. So
is yours in the contest?
Yes, it is.
Can people see other people's brackets?
No, not till it starts.
You can't see, so you can't go look at my bracket on there until it starts.
Right. I can click on your thing, but it'll say it.
Don't
it's
you
not
click
available.
On my thing. You click on my thing, you'll be pulling a stub back.
it won't be available right now, so you're safe. I won't have to click on your thing.
All right. Don't be doing that. All right. Tell me something, will you? Give me a little minutia. What do you got? Give me a little.
I got some minutia for you, big dog. I'm going to start this bad boy in 1960. Wilt Chamberlain. You know Wilt Chamberlain. He scored, maybe not personally,
25,000 scores he had. What he said.
Well, this isn't a playoff game. I doubt he did any of that during the game. But he scored the most points in a playoff game up to that point. It was 53. That is now good for 14th all time. He actually has one that's tied for third, I believe. His 56 points in later than 1960 is still good for third all time.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
1962, your boy Gordie Howe, second NHLer to score 500 goals, 1962. 1972, the NBA.
Not in one year, that would be a record.
That would be a ridiculous. Wayne Gretzky had trouble breaking that one. 1972, NBA Cincinnati Royals moved to Kansas City. This is in the NBA now. We now know these guys as the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, well, guess what? Before they were the Cincinnati Royals, they were the
Rochester Royals.
Rochester Royals. Right. My boy, my golf coach, Bobby Wanzer, was my golf coach in college. I played college golf. My golf coach was Bobby Wanzer. Bobby Wanzer was a guard on the Rochester Royals when they beat the Knicks for the NBA championship back in the 50s. How about that?
Wow. I knew that they won one or two in the day.
They won two back in the 50s. They won twice. But Bobby Wanzer was their starting guard. And the Wands became a golf coach, a college golf coach, and he was my golf coach when I played in college.
Wow.
Crazy story to end.
Write a book.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, you got some crazy stories. 1981, yeah. One of the most memorable upsets in college basketball history. I'll have to take your word for it. I was not alive. 1981 NCAA, St. Joseph's, the 9 seed. Oh, they took down DePaul.
1981 or 91 or 2001?
81.
81? It was that long ago? Oh, my gosh. I was only 20 years old when it happened.
Wow. Remember? I was negative 10. So. How about that?
You were. I know what you were.
Swimming around. I was taking a swim.
Yeah, you were swimming around somewhere.
I got a couple birthdays today. Yeah. 1988, Steph Curry was born. 30 years old, Steph. About that.
Steph Curry is 30?
Yes, Steph is 30.
Is his brother his twin?
Seth? No.
Seth and Steph are not twins?
No, I think Seth's a couple years younger, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'd have to double check, but I'm almost positive he is. And a few years younger, because I remember when Seth played at Duke, and it was not anywhere close to when Curry played at Davidson. But 1977 is the last birthday. Simone Biles, the greatest U.S. gymnast that I've ever seen. She is 21 years old today.
Well, she was involved in all that other stuff, too. Very uncomfortable.
Yeah, very uncomfortable stuff.
All that nasty stuff.
Yeah. It's a good day for her, 21st.
Yeah.
Yeah, Seth and Steph are not twins. Seth will be 28 in August.
So. All right, are you done?
Yeah, that's it. I'm all out. I've unloaded.
How about the pucks last night, man? How about the Preds getting it done again? And now, not the Preds are just, I mean, they're just smoking the West, and now they have the best record in all of hockey.
It's incredible,
I mean,
isn't it?
Isn't it nuts? They're out of control. And yeah, I mean, they're just out of control. And did you see what the Bruins did last night?
I did not. What'd your Bruins do?
They were down 4-1 and scored 5 straight goals to win 6-4.
Whoa.
Yeah. You didn't hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about all that.
They were out of control. They scored 5. Wait a minute. Let me give you a little more on this. They scored 5 goals in the third period.
Wow.
In the third period, they scored 5 goals. David Pastrnak had a hattie in the third period to beat Carolina.
In the third period?
How about
period?
That? That in sounds the third like period, one period. That might be a record. I don't know.
Sounds like they got a little Preds luck there. You know what I mean? They caught the Pred bug, and when they were coming from behind and doing all their stuff, so that's, I'm sure that was really exciting to watch. I've seen the Preds do that a bunch this season. Maybe not down by that many, but I'm
well,
sure
these two teams are two of the hottest teams in the NHL. But Matt Grzelcyk, David Pastrnak, and Dante Heinen, they each scored. In a period of 1 minute and 17 seconds in the third period to go from 4-1 to 4-4.
Wow.
Just like that.
Oh,
and then Pastrnak.
Did you watch all that
again?
Live?
No.
Oh.
It was 4-1. I was like, screw this. I'm watching Fixer Upper with my wife in bed. Are you kidding me? I'm in bed watching a Fixer Upper.
The best part about the Preds win last night against the Jets, the Jets, you know, they're the second place team in the Preds division. So, and before last night's game, the Preds had 98 points. So they were only up 6 on the Jets. That game was the difference between 4
huge
points
game.
And 8 points. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was huge. And they came out on fire 3 in the first period. It was insane.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good puck last night. Good puck. All right. Are you done?
I'm in. That's it. I'm unloaded, big dog.
All right. Let me get Wolverine Dan in here because he always kicks off the Friday trifecta on a hump day. Wolverine Dan, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Hey, don't worry about the Preds. They're playing good right now, but they'll flame out. You watch. And again, even if they win, you gotta get 10 more to beat me.
Well, they haven't been around since 1903 either, so you know what I mean? So cool your Jets there.
I won the first one in 6 years. As soon as they started back in the day, it took 6 years to get one. That's all it took. How many years have you been playing? Over 20.
There was only 6 teams then, too. There's 30 teams now. 31 teams now. It's a little harder now.
Yeah. All right, Rocket Rashad. He's number one, right? Didn't he get all those goals before Birdie? Who's the guy, number one?
Yeah, Rocket Rashad. Was it Rocket Rashad that Gordie Howe broke his record? And then, of course, Gretzky broke everybody's records.
Yeah, there you go. See, I still think Gordie's the greatest of all time. I don't care about what they say about Gretzky. Gordie did the triple thing. You know what I'm talking about. And Gretzky never did.
Yeah, the Gordie Howe hat trick, the fight, the assist, the goal, and the fight. But he only did that once, you know. He only had that. He only had a Gordie Howe hat trick once. That's what his son told us.
Gordie's pretty good. You get the force with Gordie, you're going to pay. He's a pretty big guy, and he was very physical. So,
very physical.
You know, hey, let me tell you what. I'm not a Bama fan. We all know that. I don't even think Derrick Henry. Come on to the Lions. No problem. We'll take you. I think he's plenty good enough to play for the Lions.
They aren't going to trade him.
And I'm not a Bama fan. I'll take him.
Yeah, they aren't going to trade him. That's crazy, man. He's on a rookie salary right now for 2 more years. They're not doing anything with him. Those guys are idiots. I mean, I'm going to look like an idiot if they do. But to say that he doesn't have breakaway speed is the stupidest thing, Danny Cannell. I mean, he says a lot of stupid things. That's really stupid.
Before my trifecta, so you're going some kind of tournament, huh?
Bassmaster Classic, yeah. It's the Super Bowl of professional fishing, yeah.
You gonna put your pole in the water?
No, I'm covering it. I'm gonna be on TV, and I'm gonna be on radio, and I'm gonna be on the floor. You ever watch the race? You ever watch the race when they have Michael Waltrip do the grid walk? I'm going to be the guy like doing the grid walk, you know, walking around talking to the anglers and doing that stuff, and then I'm going to be in studio.
They got to have that song like walking on the catwalk. I'm walking on the catwalk.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, let's do the trifecta, brother.
All right, give me a car in the Auto Club 400. Give me a car out in California. What do you like?
Well, you know, everybody should pick Harvick. But not me, because I go for the Kozlowski. We should get rid of him.
Yeah, you got him. He's a good pick out there. He's a very good pick out there. He's won there. All right, how many teams from the SEC's eight, how many make it through this weekend to the Sweet 16?
Well, if I said how many I wish for, how many teams I would wish for to get to the next, you know, Sweet 16?
Yeah. Well, how many you would wish for would be zero. You would wish for zero,
that's
but
right.
I mean, how many are going to make it?
Yeah. That's right. That's exactly what I wish for, is zero. Yeah. But no, you know what? I'll tell you, Tom, I'm going to be nice to you guys today. I'm going to say the SEC gets four teams. That's decent.
All right. Got and you I'm down, man.
In the Big Ten, you go all the way to 16, all four teams.
All four teams to the Sweet 16 out of Big Ten. I have three of the four teams in the Big Ten to the Sweet 16. I'm not buying on Purdue. I'm not a big. I don't like Purdue. I think they're phony.
Okay, all right, let you go, brother.
All right, man. Appreciate you. See how I let a little tidbit out there like that, T-Max? Yeah, I just let a little tidbit go out there.
Isn't that called a professional tease?
That's a little bit. I mean, it's just a little bit of a tease there. It's a little bit of. I'll say this too. I'm such a homer. I mean, I will say this. I am such a friggin' homer. I'm going to tell you right now, I got five SEC teams getting through to the Sweet 16, which is stupid. But when I do the matchups, I come up with five. But I'm a homer. So, you know, we'll see how that works out. All right, let's get a break. When we come back, Greg Peterson will join us from our guys in the desert, my guys in the desert. And we'll talk a little bit about what he sees in the bracket next, right here on the Tom Abraham Show. 7:30, what else are we doing? Yep.
They are WUMP 730 and 1039. The Ump. From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports, and it's brought to you by Urology Centers of Alabama, a proud sponsor of Alabama Athletics, providing state-of-the-art urological care at 13 locations across Alabama. To find a specialist, visit urologycentersalabama.com. Hello, everybody. I'm Chris Stewart, men's basketball guard, freshman. Colin Sexton has been named to the National Association of Basketball Coaches' first team all-district squad. That was announced by the organization on Tuesday. That adds to the honors that Sexton had already earned from the Associated Press as the SEC Newcomer of the Year and a first team all-conference honoree. The Tide has traveled to Pittsburgh, where they'll take on Virginia Tech in their first game of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. Tip-off time on Thursday night in Pittsburgh is set for just after 8:20 Central. We'll have radio coverage on the network beginning at 7. I'll have more in a moment.
It's 2018, and if your business is outdoors, SunSouth John Deere has the equipment to get you running and keep you running. With 21 locations across Alabama, Mississippi, and Georgia, SunSouth provides championship customer service for all the best John Deere compact tractors, riding lawn mowers, and gators for any job. Act now to get a John Deere 4044M compact tractor for as low as $199 a month, and visit SunSouth, the preferred tractor of the Crimson Tide, or shop online at sunsouth.com. Offer ends February 28, 2018. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
The Alabama women's basketball team will play host to Southern University tonight in Tuscaloosa in the WNIT. Last night, Bama baseball was a winner over Alabama A&M by a score of 15-0. Tonight, the Tide will take on the Bulldogs once again, and Bama softball is in Atlanta to take on Georgia Tech. That's your Bama update, Crimson Tide Today, brought to you by Urology Centers of Alabama, is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
Hey, it's Jim Dunaway and the Roundtable Guys on the Ump 103.9 FM. Our next show features Wimp Sanderson. He'll tell us how important Dante Hall is to Alabama if he makes it back into the lineup. Plus, the early tip times. We'll get you ready on the Ump.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Huntsville and Florence? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area.
This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Huntsville and Florence area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in their spare time using other people's money. Huntsville and Florence are perfect markets for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-300-2330. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals Guide. That's 1-800-300-2330. That's 1-800-300-2330.
One of the things about the humidor is it's probably got the greatest variety of any tobacco shop in Huntsville.
I come down here because the variety of accessibility of the different types of cigars that they have.
Great selection of cigars, and they have the best selection of cigars around at a good price.
Buy it, smoke it here, hang out with the guys.
Great pipe selection, great tobacco selection. They do a great job of taking care of the customer, and that's what counts.
The Humidor Pipe Shop, Memorial Parkway Southwest, now open Sundays, noon to 6.
Cole Kublik here to tell you about my friends at Valley Equipment Rental. You can check them out online at valleyequipmentrents.com. And with landscaping season just around the corner, if you're looking for an excavator, backhoe, trencher, skid steer, or more, check out Valley Equipment Rental, located right there on South Memorial Parkway, right there near Airport Road. All the equipment's online at valleyequipmentrents.com, or give Ross and Tanner a call today at 256-964-6081. That's 256-964-6081 for Valley Equipment Rental. I want to tell you about my friends at Madison RV Supercenter. If you're in the market for a fifth wheel, travel trailer, toy hauler, maybe a motorhome, Class A or Class C, Madison RV Supercenter has used and new inventory for you. The prices are second to none. You can finance it on site. You can rent RVs at Madison RV Supercenter. Trade yours in. Come check out the parts and service department as well. Go to MadisonRV.com or call 256-837-3883.
The Tennessee Valley Golf Card is back and on sale March 26th. This year's card features a round of golf, including a card at seven area courses and an hour session at an indoor golf simulator. Visit Gunner's Landing, Links at Redstone, Southern Gales, and Point Mallard. Enjoy a day out at these courses and more, including Pine Hill Country Club, Eagle's Nest, and Links at Briarmead. A $311 value for just $139. And also use it to perfect your swing at X Golf Huntsville. Log on to umpsports.com.
Cool and dry with a sunny sky this afternoon, the high 55. Cold again tonight, clear with a low at 32. Then tomorrow, a warming trend begins, sunny with a high at 67. Friday, partly sunny and mild during the day. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday night, the high 69. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
Are you ready, Alabama? It's time to enter the doghouse.
And welcome back, Tom Abraham Show. Getaway day. NCAA tournament takes over the radio station tomorrow, and we'll have us all the way through the weekend. So this is your home. All you got to do is set it here and rip the dial off, and you'll be able to listen to all the tournament action. And there ain't nothing that sounds better on the radio than basketball during a workday. I'm just telling you, man, when that thing is on air and you're hearing the sneakers squeaking and you're hearing the guy with the big voice from Westwood One and doing his, there's nothing better than this, okay? All right, let's go to Greg Peterson. He's been with us all season long and has done a tremendous job breaking things down on a college basketball front for us from my guys in the desert. He joins us now. Greg, welcome back. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm fantastic. This is it now, isn't it? I mean, this is like you do the bracketology all year long, and then now we got a bracket, and now it's like tomorrow. It's like Christmas Day, and you just keep unfolding this tournament, and it's just a wonderful thing, isn't it?
It is about time. It's what we've been preparing for all year long. I'm so excited.
All right, let me ask you something. DeAndre Hunter. How big a deal is this for Virginia? Because I finally made my bracket out about an hour ago. I would have made it out tomorrow, except for I have to share it with my listeners on the air. I am not one of these guys that makes the bracket out in the first 15 minutes. And once I start putting names on a line, I don't change anything. And another thing, I only make out one bracket. There's one bracket. Wherever I put that bracket, that's where it goes. But I either live or die with that one bracket. Now, I was really on Virginia. This DeAndre Hunter thing, to me, put the brakes on Virginia for me. What about you? How big a deal is this?
I had Virginia winning the national championship before, and I'm still on Virginia to win the national championship. Because let's face it, this is not a starter for Virginia. I know that it's a key cog coming off the bench, but we saw the same thing with Oregon last year. I mean, so many people were fading Oregon because their sixth man, Chris Boucher, had won out just in the Pac-12 tournament. He was unable to play in the NCAA tournament. And what happened? Oregon, as a three seed, made the Final Four. They were able to overcome. Other guys stepped up. I have a feeling the same thing will happen with Virginia because Virginia's not a team that relies on star players. They rely on the system.
Well, but he's one of the best scorers in that system, and they don't score a lot of points, you know what I mean? And now you take a guy like that out of there, I just worry about where the points are going to come from.
That's true, but they still do have three players that shoot over 38% from three, so I do think that those guys will step up. Kyle Guy, you've also got Hall out there, so I'm not actually as concerned as I am if this were on some other team because someone like Ty Jerome will probably step up in his place.
Yeah. All right. We'll get to the specifics, to some of the specifics in a minute, but just this is one of the questions we're asking our listeners today is of the eight SEC teams, how many will survive the weekend? So I'm going to ask you that same question, and we can get into the specifics, but of the eight SEC teams, how many do you think are still standing when this thing's all over Sunday night?
I've got two. I've got Arkansas, and I've got Florida. Not necessarily the two that you expected, but I do think that two survive to the second week.
Two? You say give them again. Arkansas and who?
Arkansas and Florida.
Yeah, okay. I have Arkansas and Florida as well. I also have a couple of others in there, but I'm a homer for the league. Talk to me about Auburn. They look bad losing to Alabama, certainly kind of ended the year on a thud. They lose four out of the last six games. They get this Charleston team that nobody knows anything about except for guys like you in the first round and then Clemson in the second round. What do you think about Auburn?
I think that Auburn actually is going to get by Charleston. Charleston has some nice scores. They've been playing some good basketball, but at the same time, they really like the firepower to go up against a team like Auburn. So I think the Tigers survive in advance. And ironically enough, I don't have the Tigers going out to Clemson. I have them going out to New Mexico State.
Whoa.
New Mexico State is one of the best rebounding teams in the country. This is a squad that took down Miami on a neutral court. They very nearly took down USC. They defeated Davidson on a neutral court. They've got a guy by the name of Zach Lofton that averages 19.7 points per game. Demario Jones down low is a very good rebounder. You've also, this team doesn't shoot the free throw very well, but at the same time, they do just about everything else stellar. They're very good on defense. I have a feeling that they take down Auburn.
We don't know anything about Dante Hall yet, whether or not he'll be playing for Alabama. He's such a force inside, and it really is a game changer for the Tide. But with or without Dante Hall, can they beat Virginia Tech? I mean, we aren't going anywhere after that, but can they beat Virginia Tech, or do you like Tech there? I have Tech beating Alabama and taking them out, even if Hall plays.
I actually have the Crimson Tide. What they will have is Colin Sexton, the best player out there on the court. We saw Alabama get some gritty wins out there in the SEC tournament. They blew the doors off of Auburn, which was huge. They obviously got the win that they needed against Texas A&M. This is a team that has struggled at times, but at times they've looked like one of the better teams in the country. So yeah. I think Alabama has just enough to get the job done. They're good on defense. And let's face it, Virginia Tech does not have a lot of size. Kerry Blackshear is really their only big, and he gets into foul trouble quite a bit.
Greg Peterson with us from My Guys in the Desert. Where are you on Tennessee? Because I kept trying to get Tennessee out of this thing, and I couldn't do it for a little while. It's surprising to me, and I may be totally wrong, but where are you on this Tennessee Volunteer team?
I like Tennessee, but at the same time, I think the sixth seed that they're playing is Houston. I might be incorrect on that, but I have them
going
up to the sixth seed in that region.
Miami.
What was that?
That would be Miami. That's it. It's Miami. Yeah. If Miami beats Loyola Chicago, I mean, you know, that's a pretty nice little team. I'm not sure Miami is going to beat Loyola, but go ahead.
I do have Miami over Tennessee in my bracket, and this is a Miami team that I feel like has been undervalued in the past couple weeks. They've had the injury to their guard, Bruce Brown, but they've really found their sea legs since then. They got a 91-88 win on the road against North Carolina in Chapel Hill. That was big for their confidence. They got a gritty win against a team where we were just talking about a couple minutes ago in Virginia Tech. And they've got some NBA players on this team with Likes and company. This team has good guard play. They lock you down on defense. Tennessee's going to get by Wright State. Wright State is not necessarily going to be the easiest 14 seed. Wright State is very good on defense. You're probably going to see a turtle race in that first game, but I just think that Miami takes out Tennessee in the round of 32.
Kentucky is sneaky good. They underperformed all year long, but I don't think these kids give a rat's ass about the regular season. I think they're all about the tournament. They showed that in the SEC tournament. I think they'll be all about this tournament, and they'll take their game to another level. Now, obviously, you got UVA going to win a national championship, so you've got them coming out of the South. But what about Kentucky? Some people don't even think they'll beat Davidson, but where do you think Kentucky goes out in this deal?
They're definitely going to beat Davidson, but with that said, they drew about the worst four seed I've ever seen. I mean, Arizona is such a good team. You've got perhaps the number one pick in the NBA draft in DeAndre Ayton, and this team has the guard play that I just don't think Kentucky will be able to match up with. All year long, the big bugaboo with the Wildcats is they have good play in the interior, but they really just can't make shots, and you're going up against a Arizona backcourt that involves Alonzo Trier and Parker Jackson Cartwright, as well as Raleigh Alkins. Raleigh Alkins was hurt towards the beginning of the year. That's why Arizona had some of its early season scuffles. With him back and at full strength, I just don't see Kentucky being able to overcome that.
Greg Peterson with us from My Guys in the Desert. All right, so we know you got the one seed coming out of the South in Virginia. Who's the spongiest of the other one seeds here? Who's the one that goes out the earliest of Xavier, Villanova, Kansas?
Xavier. I have them getting bounced by Missouri, which actually gives me three SEC teams in the Sweet 16. I like Missouri to take out Xavier. I mean, this is a team that I know that they're without Burnett, their second leading scorer, but Michael Porter Jr. steps in and he's able to take that role. I think that Missouri is going to be able to handle them a little bit better than many people think at the guard play, because Cassius Robinson, the graduate transfer from Canisius, has done a very good job for this team. Missouri has some nice size down low. They're able to dictate the tempo. And let's face it, Xavier not very good on the defensive end. I have a feeling that John O'Meara is going to have his hands full with all of the bigs of Missouri. I think the Tigers get the job done.
You're forgiven for forgetting that Missouri's in the SEC. We all forget that they're in the SEC, and we live the SEC, you know, so that's a common deal here. All right, three or four Big Ten teams in this tournament, but there are four pretty good Big Ten teams in this tournament. I like three of them at least to get to the Sweet 16. Where are you on these Big Ten teams? And I'll tell you right now, I'm a big fan of Sparty going into this deal. But I haven't revealed my bracket yet to our listeners, so I'm just going to say I'm a big fan of Sparty. Michigan, Ohio State, Purdue, where are you on these Big Ten teams?
I have one Big Ten team making the Sweet 16. One Big Ten team, I have a feeling, is going to make a deep run. That's Michigan State. I have a feeling that the Spartans are going to make a very deep run in this tournament. They're number one in the nation in regards to blocks, best team in the nation in rebounding rate, five guys that score in double figures. Miles Bridges is one of the biggest Swiss Army Knights in the nation. He can do a little bit of everything. He can handle the ball. He can distribute. He can shoot. I really like his game. Jaren Jackson is a lottery pick down low. So I think that Sparty is not just going to make the Final Four, but perhaps even the national championship. With Michigan, I think the layoff might hurt them a little bit. They're going to get by Montana, but I just don't like the potential matchup against Houston. The Cougars are one of the best three-point shooting teams that you're going to find. They play very good defense as well. They could put a burner on you at any time, so I like the Cougars there. You take a look at Ohio State. I think they go out to the South Dakota State Jackrabbits. South Dakota State has a player by the name of Mike Down. He's 6'9", 240 pounds, shoots over 40% from three. In general, South Dakota State is one of the best free throw and three-point shooting teams in the nation. And then you take a look at Purdue. I've got them going out to Auburn. Purdue has a lot of size. They've got a lot of three-point shooting, but they just don't know how to use it. They fell apart towards the end of the year. I don't like the coaching of Matt Painter. I have a feeling that Arkansas, a team that shoots 40% from distance, gets the job done.
Yeah, Arkansas. You said Auburn, but yeah, I know you meant Arkansas there, which I, by the way, have Arkansas taking Purdue out as well. All right, if you go by Vegas's odds, Vegas says that there's three ACC teams in the Final Four. Vegas has Duke going, Virginia going, and North Carolina going. How many make it other than, well, you got Virginia, that's one. Who do you got coming out of the West? We know you got Michigan State coming out of the Midwest. Who do you got coming out of the West?
I actually do have North Carolina myself. I've been very impressed by this team. They've got the most experience of any team in the NCAA tournament. Luke May has really come on this year after he had his coming out party, making that shot to lift UNC over Kentucky in the Elite Eight. Joel Berry is one of the best sharpshooters in the country. This team still rebounds at a very high rate. So I actually have UNC making the Final Four as well.
All right, man. I'll tell you what. You have been excellent all year long on this stuff. We'll talk again when we get next week, when we have a Sweet 16, and talk about who's going to the Final Four from what we have. I got a feeling there's going to be some action in this thing. But just in general, your overall take, characterize what this bracket's going to look like. If it's going to be a lot of chalk, if you know, in the game-to-game deal, when you're looking at the games and the lines and so on, do you feel like there's a lot of chalk here, or do you feel like this is going to be a free-for-all?
I have a feeling that this is going to be somewhere in the middle. I don't think we're going to have, like, some 12 seed making the Final Four or anything like that. But at the same time, I only have one seed making the Final Four in Virginia. I think West Virginia can get on a run. I have them as a 5 seed making the Final Four. I have the 3 seed Michigan State, and I've got a 2 seed North Carolina. So I think it'll be, like, controlled chaos. We're going to see some upsets, but we're not going to see just a complete burning down of the board.
Controlled chaos. I like it. All right, Greg, appreciate you, man.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, there's some real good information there. I'm not changing anything. Mine's done. I mean, if you guys are sitting there thinking, oh, wait a minute, he doesn't like my, wait, I got this pick. I'm not changing anything. Because if I change the team, they win the national championship. All right, let's get a break. We'll come back. And I'm not even changing now. I got Virginia Tech beating Alabama, people. I'm going to tell you that right now. I got I'm sorry. You guys want to hate on me? Don't hate on me. I'm just telling you, I got Virginia Tech beating Alabama. He's got Alabama beating Virginia Tech with or without Dante Hall. I'm going to pull for mad for that to happen. But in the middle of the night on Thursday night, but I will not be changing it on this bracket. It's the Tom Abraham Show, 730-1039
AM. WUMP Sports Radio. The Op. This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Dell Small Business. Talk to a Dell Small Business tech advisor. For years, I've been hearing from Green Bay Packer fans about how they never, ever do anything in free agency. Yeah, not anymore. Not under new GM Brian Gutekunst. He shocked the league yesterday by signing Jimmy Graham and defensive end Muhammad Wilkerson. And in order to sign Graham, they did break off Aaron Rodgers' favorite receiver and one of his best friends, Jordy Nelson. Now, to be fair, Nelson was probably already gone. His fate was sealed not with the signing of Graham, but when Davante Adams got a new deal recently. But because the Graham signing and Nelson's release came within minutes, it means the two of them are always going to be linked. And now the pressure is on Graham to make sure that his numbers ease the pain of losing a fan favorite and a best friend to Aaron Rodgers. Because if Graham does struggle, there are going to be a lot of bitter Packer fans in 87 jerseys. I'm Jim Rome.
If you run a small business, you know there's nothing small about it. Dell's Small Business Technology Advisors are here to help with solutions tailored to your business. Get the latest technology, like Dell laptops with Intel Core processors. Plus, with free shipping and a price match guarantee, you know you're always getting the best deal. Talk to a Dell Small Business Advisor today at 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Everyone loves NCAA March Madness. You know why? Because it's also time for Werner Ladder Madness. That's right. During Ladder Madness, you can find great deals on Werner ladders. Whether you're looking for a new lightweight multi-purpose ladder, work platform, or the podium used to cut down the nets, if you need a ladder, now is the time. March is Ladder Madness. So get your Werner now. Go to GetWerner.com to find the best Werner products for you. That's GetWerner.com. March is Ladder Madness.
Bill. Freddy's Pizza.
Hey, I just got my pizza and there's a piece taken out of it.
Yeah, that's our fee.
But I paid for the whole pizza.
And you got the whole pizza, minus our fee.
That doesn't make any sense.
Nah, it's just like being charged a sign-up fee on a personal loan.
I'm sorry, what?
You got fee. Goodbye.
Oh, wait a sec.
Marcus by Goldman Sachs offers no-fee personal loans for home renovations, major purchases, or managing credit card debt. Don't get feed. Visit Marcus.com.
Here's what you'll hear tonight on The Ump.
It's the last round of the first four matchups. Starting at 5:30, you get NC Central and Texas Southern, then Arizona State and Syracuse at 8:10. You can listen to all of that action right here on The Ump.
When your small business is growing, you get familiar with the phrase, that's a good problem to have. Good problem one, you're too busy to answer the phone. Solution, Ooma Office. Its virtual receptionist directs calls to the right extension. Number two, new business is keeping you from the office. Solution, an Ooma mobile app that helps you take calls from anywhere. And three, it starts at just $19.95 a month. Well, no problem there. Just good. Visit Ooma.com. That's OOMA. Or call 866-840-8792 to find out more.
Cole Kublik here to tell you about my friends at Valley Equipment Rental. You can check them out online at valleyequipmentrents.com. And with landscaping season just around the corner, if you're looking for an excavator, backhoe, trencher, skid steer, or more, check out Valley Equipment Rental, located right there on South Memorial Parkway, right there near Airport Road. All the equipment's online at valleyequipmentrents.com. Or give Ross and Tanner a call today at 256-964-6081. That's 256-964-6081 for Valley Equipment Rental.
I love her dress. That pastel, fabulous.
You can be fabulous too for only $27 at JCPenney.
With those heels, she's working it.
For $19.99, it's easy.
She looks like a boss.
Yeah, she does look like me.
Yes, boss.
At JCPenney, save on spring styles with up to 50% off select women's apparel, plus take an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. JCPenney, style and value for all. Offer represents savings on regular or original prices. Some exclusions apply. Coupon valid 314 to 321. Credit offer subject to credit approval. See store or jcp.com for details.
The Tennessee Valley Golf Card is back and on sale March 26th. This year's card features a round of golf, including a card at seven area courses and an hour session in an indoor golf simulator. Visit Gunner's Landing, Links at Redstone, Southern Gales, and Point Mallard. Enjoy a day out at these courses and more, including Pine Hill Country Club, Eagle's Nest, and Links at Briarmead. A $311 value for just $139. And also use it to perfect your swing at X Golf Huntsville. Log on to umpsports.com.
Cool and dry with a sunny sky this afternoon, the high 55. Cold again tonight, clear with a low at 32. Then tomorrow, a warming trend begins, sunny with a high at 67. Friday, partly sunny and mild during the day. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday night, the high 69. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
Now back to the big dog. Bark, bark.
NFL free agency officially begins in 8 minutes. You know the funny thing following all of this stuff, T-Mac, is all this movement has been going on and everything else. It's like Colin Kaepernick has retired. I mean, you know what? All of these quarterbacks moving around, this guy's hiring Case Keenum and then Dan Bradford and this guy over here. No one talks about Colin Kaepernick. It's as if he's retired. The guy is persona non grata. That means he's not any important anymore.
Well, that's a good point. I didn't even think about it. I haven't thought about
forgot about him.
I absolutely did. He's been an afterthought, if you even want to call him that. So, wow.
Nuts. All right, give me an update. Tell us what's going on around the neighborhood. This is a Doghouse Sports Report.
Yeah, a couple little tidbits here for you, Big Dog. After just a couple seasons, Memphis basketball parts ways with head coach Tubby Smith. And as we expected, Penny Hardaway does emerge as a candidate for that job. A former Ohio State head coach, Thad Matta, has turned down the Georgia job. That job has recently come open after they parted ways with Mark Fox. Thad Matta citing that was the hardest decision he's ever had to make. So that's pretty tough there. The Browns left tackle Joe Thomas has announced his retirement after 11 seasons with the Browns, 10 being Pro Bowl years. He played every snap of his career up until week 7. Of last season. Every single snap is incredible. And the Titans signed former Patriots running back Deion Lewis, 4 years, $20 million, with an extra $3 million in incentives. That makes the second former Patriots that the Titans have shown interest in since yesterday after a commitment from cornerback Malcolm Butler. Hi, I'm Tony Mack. That is your music, and that is your Doghouse Sports Report.
And that is perfect timing as far as I'm concerned. We like to say, you know, a technical radio term. With that, we like to say, boom.
Boom.
That's what we say. That's how we explain it. We explain it with a little boom.
A little mic drop.
All right, coming. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Coming up, the highly sought after fabulous second hour of the Tom Abraham Show. We'll kick it off with Steve Merrill. And we'll get his take on these brackets. And we'll get a pick on the NASCAR with him. And then Alan Carpenter, a little baseball talk, TomahawkTake.com. And then our big reveal, Ball coming up right here at 7:30, 103.9. Yep.
And 103.9, The Ump. More sports.
Runny noses, time for a Target run. Stop by and fill your prescriptions at CVS Pharmacy at Target and earn a $5 Target coupon for 10 prescriptions filled. And while you're here, pick up a Kleenex 4-pack for $5.99. Get low prices on thousands of items today and every day. Target run and done. Up to $50 in Target coupons annually. Not valid on certain prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Go to cvs.com/extracare-target or the pharmacy for details. Prices may vary.
Life's never perfect, but as realtors, we know living it in the perfect place can make a big difference.
Imagine
watching your toddler vomit all over the hardwood floors when you almost settled for carpet. Screaming loudly into a pillow in that private first floor master. Finding the mudroom covered in what you hope is mud and remembering why you wanted a mudroom. So get the perfect place to house all of life's imperfections. Get Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for Woody Anderson Ford. Have you noticed the weather lately? Spring is definitely in the air, and you know what that has me thinking about? Getting my vehicle serviced at Woody Anderson Ford. Now, Woody Anderson Ford at Jordan and Sparkman Lanes has incredible new service lanes. So clean, it's like pulling into a NASCAR garage. Plus, the service team is first rate. They're knowledgeable and courteous. So if you go in there and say, it's kind of making a whirring sound when I turn the wheel, or it clunks at the stoplight, well, they got you covered. So get your spring service now at Woody Anderson Ford.
Variety and price. What else can you say about Alabama's oldest smoke shop, the Humidor Pipe Shop?
I smoke cigars and pipes, both.
Being the oldest shop, they've got brands that have been around a long time, but they also have all the new brands as well.
I've traveled all over the country, and this is as singularly as good a place to buy variety as I've ever found. The prices are significantly better than anybody else around.
The Humidor Pipe Shop, Memorial Parkway Southwest, now open Sundays, noon to 6.
Want to tell you about my friends at Madison RV Supercenter. If you're in the market for a fifth wheel, travel trailer, toy hauler, maybe a motorhome, Class A or Class C, Madison RV Supercenter has used and new inventory for you. The prices are second to none. You can finance it on site. You can rent RVs at Madison RV Supercenter. Trade yours in. Come check out the parts and service department as well. Go to MadisonRV.com or call 256-837-3883.
As a small business owner, you're always on the go. So how can you make sure you never miss a customer's call? Grasshopper. That's right. With Grasshopper, you get all of the features of a business phone system that's affordable and incredibly easy to use directly on your cell phone. You get a toll-free or vanity phone number that's memorable and professional. Customers are forwarded to your phone and connected to your team. And you can work from anywhere using Wi-Fi calling or our desktop app. And with our mobile app, your outgoing calls and texts show up as your professional phone number. Voicemails are transcribed and sent to your email so you can determine their importance at a glance. So whether you're on the go or working from home and need to keep business calls separate, or you simply want a professional tone, Grasshopper makes it happen. Set up your account in just minutes. There are no long-term contracts and support is 24/7. Get your calls, stay connected, thrive. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. Grasshopper.com/radio.
If you ever want to buy a house or a car, you're going to want to know your credit score. If there's a mistake on your credit report, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com/radio. Check it whenever you like. It's free and there's no catch. Don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score. Go to creditkarma.com/radio. That's creditkarma.com/radio.
When visiting Gatlinburg, the first place to stop is downtown. Traffic light number 5 at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies. Voted one of the top 5 aquariums in the USA and the world. And top destination to see penguins. Explore the amazing aquatic world close up. Marvel at 12-foot sharks, a giant sea turtle, thousands of exotic sea creatures, and playful penguins. As you enjoy the most spectacular state-of-the-art underwater tunnels. Touch horseshoe crabs, jellyfish, and stingrays. Play in the new three-story Discovery Treehouse and Play Center, right over Shark Lagoon and the new glass-bottom boat. And coming in June, see mermaids swimming. Ripley's features seven unforgettable unique attractions in the heart of downtown Gatlinburg, sure to be the talk of your family vacation or weekend outing for many years to come.
This Friday, get your sweet deal.
Sports Radio 730 and 103.9. The UMP. WUMP Madison. W28 OBA Madison Huntsville. A Cumulus State.